You're listening to Tech Guy. My name's Oscar. In this episode, we're going to be talking about password protection, and specifically password privacy, and really, what do you want to give out about yourself? Your personal information, your data, anything really. We love talking about ourselves. I know I do. I love talking about myself, but there's a certain point when you shouldn't give away all of your information about yourself. And Facebook has meme surveys that they have you fill out as part of a meme that goes viral on Facebook. Because you like sharing information, they drag you into this kind of scam that you have to give information about yourself so that it's published on Facebook. Well, you think about it, right? And when you look at it, oh my gosh, I'm giving information away about myself. That's so great, right? But think about it. Think about it before you act. Is it really good to give away information about yourself? No. So what if we stop filling out those surveys? Well, we're going to tell you a little bit more. Now, let's switch gears a little. Well, we've been talking about Facebook, so now let's talk about YouTube. YouTube is a platform where you share your information about games, sports, anything, really, and you share stuff about yourself, your life, maybe video games, I don't even know. YouTube has everything from memes to ads to tutorials, and you are sharing stuff that you like, and that's giving away about yourself. You are sharing more, just like Facebook. So think about it. You are giving away stuff on YouTube, giving away stuff on Facebook. Does it have something to do with social media, or do you just like giving away stuff about yourself in general? We're going to come back with some more information after this break. So we conducted a simple search, and we found some great results. The New York Times conducted a study that of 5 motivations for sharing information online. Number 1, people want to better lives of others. Number 2, people want the context to reflect their online identity. Number 3, people want to grow and nourish relationships. And number 4, people share because they like the feeling of having others comment on it and engage. And number 5, people want to spread the word about something they believe in. So say, enjoying the feeling of having others engage. That could mean like liking and subscribing on YouTube or friending someone on Facebook. It could mean a lot of things for many different people, but really it's your intentions that make up like why you're sharing online. And that changes a lot depending on what you want and depending on what you think other people might want to hear. It can reflect your online identity. You might want to get more likes, or you might want to get more subscribers, or you might want to get have more friends on the online world. Like during the pandemic, you can't go see people. You're in lockdown. You might want to have more friends on Facebook or Facebook friends. That could be a reason, but you also like talking about yourself. Humans do that. Humans want to share stuff about themselves for the sake of themselves and other people. Not just yourself. We're not as vain as you might think. Before we go, we want to tell you that if you have any questions or suggestions on episodes that you would like to hear, you can send us a voice message to be right on our episode, just as we did in the last episode. You can go to anchor.fm/techeye. To learn more, and message us. Have an awesome day, and I hope to see you in the next one.